Hi everyone, I'm Annie Botticelli and welcome. Detailed report for this new moon in Pisces on March 10th, 2024. I'm calling the theme of this time, Revolutionary Revelations, Pisces new moon and Mercury-Pluto shakeup. This is a very exciting corresponding aspect that we have at this new moon, which is going to add layers to the awesomeness of this time. So I'm going to give you a quick summary of what we're going to cover, and then we'll get right into the detailed report. Okay, so first of all, this is me. I'm Annie. Nice to meet you if you don't know me already. Here is the chart we're going to be using for the new moon in Pisces. A new moon is when the sun and the moon get together at the same degree in the sky. The time frame that we will most feel and can most consciously use this new moon is going to be from March 7th through March 13th, with March 10th being the actual new moon. Okay, so I'm going to go a little bit more into time frame. We're going to talk about 10 amazing things that you can do with the energy of this new moon to use it consciously, 5 pretty common ways and 5 pretty different ways. Then we'll add in the layers of these different aspects, placements that are occurring concurrently, and that will be our report. So, sensitive people tend to feel the energy of the new moon at least 2 to 3 days beforehand. So that's why I'm giving the time frame of the manifestation and the use of this to be really from like March 7th through March 13th. So we've really got a full week of very, very usable energy for this. So you might notice a 28-day cycle at play here. Either something may manifest that you're putting energy into now, a seed that you're planting now can manifest in a moon cycle, or this can be a storyline for 13 moons. So of full lunar cycle, this can also be a storyline here. So if you do something now, you may see it manifest in 13 moons, or something 13 moons ago could also be coming to fruition now. New moons are a time for new births, even seed planting that will eventually be a new birth. It's a time to gather your thoughts. It can be a very internal time or it can be an active time, but this is a Pisces moon, so it does lend itself to introversion and kind of pulling your energy in into a quiet, special space. This is a water sign, so anytime we see any kind of moon, even not just full moons, but even new moons with water, we can see water where it shouldn't be, or we can add water to places where it can be really beneficial. So whether that's water through the energy of emotion, or water just like visiting a place with water, or doing water rituals, or anything like that, cleansing or ceremony, all of this can be especially powerful at the new moon in this water sign. 5 pretty common ways that we can use the new moon in Pisces to align with the natural rhythms of the universe. And that's what my work is all about. If you understand the energetics at play, then you can align your will with what's already going on, and then you can take whatever you're doing further. So connecting with spirituality. So using this introspective energy of Pisces to deepen your spiritual practice, spend time in prayer, meditation, or contemplation, connecting with your higher self, the divine, the universe, guides, or connecting in close emotional, ceremony, or just uniting with somebody else on the emotional plane or the spiritual plane. You can also use this. There's the second way you can use this is through dream work. So definitely pay extra attention to your dreams during the time of this new moon cycle this week here, because the odds of you having valuable insights and messages from your subconscious or the spiritual realm are definitely increased. This would be a good time to keep a dream journal by your bedside, because sometimes that valuable information that filters down from the subconscious mind to our conscious mind in that magical time right when we first wake up, we often lose those messages or lose that information. So keeping a journal can help you to capture that. The energy of water I mentioned earlier. So this is amazing for anything like sea salt bath, clearing, spending time near bodies of water, or using water as a tool for cleansing or purification or spiritual renewal. You can make crystal elixirs. Of course, you have to make sure that the crystals are safe. You don't want to put pyrite in water and then drink it, but you can look up more about how to make safe crystal elixirs, or you can just write words underneath on a piece of paper and put it under your glass and infuse your water with healing energy. Also, visualization and manifestation are amazing now. So you can use this energy to visualize your dreams and desires coming into reality. That is one of the keys to manifestation. You can use vision boards. New moons are amazing times for creating vision boards. A vision board is where you put the essence of what you want to create in your life, either on an online vision board, or you cut out, you know, pictures or words from a magazine, and then you keep that creation in your space so that your subconscious mind can be picking up on that. When we have something in our conscious space, our reticular activating system, which is our filter, is always tuning into what's around us. And if we're getting messages from something around us, like a vision board, our reticular activating system thinks, hey, they want more of that, this person, right? Whoever it is. And so it sort of brings to your awareness things that will lead you along that path. Okay, so now I want to give you five kind of different ways that we don't always talk about with Pisces of how to use this new moon. The first is nature immersion. Okay, so Pisces does rule this connection, but it also rules connection to the natural world, the elements, and just the inspiration that comes from that space. And also actually the cleansing, because we know that there are a lot of negative ions in natural places. So quick little science bit, a negative ion is something that counteracts a free radical. So maybe you've heard of free radicals. They are basically toxins that cause damage within our bodies. They cause aging, they cause disease. And when a negative ion matches up with it, it's kind of like a bodyguard, where if it sees, you know, a guy or a lady or somebody who's about to cause a ruckus in a bar, and it says, hey, you're out. And it grabs a hold of it with its charge and it takes it out. So negative ions are not just good for our mood, but they're also good for our health because they help to counteract the free radicals. And in natural spaces, these negative ions are prolific. Something else that is really cool you can do at this time is anything with your intuition, but intuitive cooking. So you can channel your creativity into cooking or preparing with new recipes or ingredients, and letting your intuition guide you rather than necessarily following a strict recipe. Sound healing is another way you can use this. So music and mantras, healing frequencies, subliminals, singing bowls, drums, anything that promotes relaxation and inner harmony. Another way you can use this energy is moon bathing. So we can moon bathe anytime, but consciously letting information come to you from the moon, where you can see the moon, hopefully if it's clear, find a spot outside where you can see the moon and just set your intentions, meditate, or just bask in the moon's glow. Now, of course, at a new moon, we don't have a ton of moon glow, but energy is still coming through. And as moonbeams travel, they carry information, ancient information, future information. So moon bathing is another way that you can use this energy. And the last one on my list before we get into the aspects that are going to flavor this time is soulful movements. So just a natural movement like dance or Tai Chi or Qigong or anything that allows your body, mind, and spirit to get involved. Or it could just be awesome booty music if you have to throw on, you know, a 90s playlist and work it out. Anything that involves movement and you kind of getting in your zone where you can align with the natural rhythms of the universe, that is all going to be fantastic ways that you can use this energy. Okay, so let's talk about some things that are flavoring this new moon. Everything in life is layers, and everything in astrology is layers, and I try to bring to you as many of the layers that I think are important to get more of the juiciness of whatever it is that we're talking about. Okay, so we've talked about the timing, we talked about the energy of new moons, we talked about the energy of a new moon in Pisces, and now let's talk about some things that are happening at the same time. So this here is Hygieia. She's a star goddess asteroid. We don't talk about her very often for whatever reason, but she is the, you might recognize that this is, you know, kind of looks like the healing the staff of Caduceus there. And that's like the energetic of healing, holistic healing, could be mainstream medical, could be, you know, spiritual vibrational healing. But there is a lot of extra healing energy at this new moon because it's only 3 degrees away. Okay, so really, really flavoring this time where, you know, psychological healing, healing of an addiction, healing of your physical body, healing of a rift between you and nature, or you and spirit, or you and someone else, is really supercharged as a possibility. Now, at the same time, we have Pluto, big Pluto, who recently got back in Aquarius, transformation, rebirth. I always like to call it your own personal nuclear power plant. is coming into a great angle with Mercury. Information, communication. So, and this is in what's called a sextile. I don't know who named that. Maybe they have a sense of humor. No, I'm just kidding. There are reasons why. Actually 60 degrees apart. And so, you know, that's why it's named that way. 60 degrees between Pluto and Mercury is one of the most favorable angles in astrology. So we've got this transformation working with the energy of news, the energy of communication. If you have to communicate something at this time, a matter of the heart, this could be a fantastic time. Mercury is in Aries, so there's passion, there's boldness, there's activation, there's initiation, and we are still in this time of all the planets, including the outer planets, moving direct. If you haven't already watched my Cosmic Green Lights report or podcast, you can look for Annie Botticelli Cosmic Green Lights and you can listen to that, because we are in this magical time of all the planets moving forward, and that is still happening. And so if you have to do something important, this could be a really great time. You've got the activation of the new moon. You've got the beautiful aspect with Pluto and Mercury. You've got the energy of Aries starting to light up as Mercury is here, and then the sun will get there later, you know, just in 10 or 11 days or so. So, you know, this is a time where the energies are moving from this dreamy Piscean state, and the energy of action is really starting to come in. So that's highly, highly usable for action. Something important that you want to have a really good birth date that programs in all of the beautiful things with the realms that are lesser seen, and then also the action of this realm. So as I said, you could use this energy consciously. So you can purposely know that it's here and then use it for something. But you also may see things just floating in at this new moon. It could be a new beginning, a spark of something, or it could even be a full manifestation. Deep insights and intense communication are one way this can manifest. Empowerment through knowledge, transformational thinking. So something really bright and brilliant, especially we're working with Aquarian energies. These are things that come out of the blue and are genius ideas. Could involve technology, could involve community. Anything having to do with psychological insights and healing, anything having to do with strategic planning and problem solving, anything that is empowering. You know, this is a positive angle. That doesn't mean that everyone will have every single thing positive happen to them when one aspect is nice, right? Because the sky is complex, our charts are complex, we have different things hitting off. But purely on this general astrology layer, you know, this is a really powerful, positive time. I'm going to link my March 2024 horoscope playlist at the end of this video. And for those of you who are podcast listeners, you can look down the line for my March reports, because that's going to give you more information about what's happening this month around this new moon and energies that will dovetail. We do have a lot going on this month, including an eclipse. And plus, we're also going to be feeling the April eclipse. So there's a lot to know about this very, very powerful transformative month. So definitely check out my other resources. And if you want to have even more information about how things can manifest in March and beyond, go to anniehelpsyou.com and you can join my free VIP community. You can get my 28-day virtual coaching program for free. You can get my write-up of the sweet and salty aspects. When you sign up, you'll get a welcome letter. There'll be an archive link, and you can just search for March 2024 astrology in the archives. You just have to put your name and email address there. And you can also access my secret star portal. If you're a fan of my early reports, starting now, I will have my reports very early in the Secret Star Portal, and they'll be posting a little bit later publicly. So if you want access also to my written horoscopes, you can go to my Secret Star Portal. So when you're at anniehelpsyou.com, you'll see three options. Unleash is the free VIP community. You'll see Upgrade, which is to access my Secret Star Portal. And then you'll see Uplevel, which is to learn astrology with me. And as for a little bit longer, I have an amazing promo where you get my six-figure secrets for consultants, online consultants, and how to build your online business for free when you register for my astrology certification course. And you also get my Astaria School of Practical Magic for free. And that is about $600 worth of free courses when you join my astrology certification course now. So you can click on Uplevel to see more about that once you go to anniehelpsyou.com. Not already subscribed, I am posting more frequently now than ever. I've been on YouTube regularly for 12 years, and I am posting now almost weekly. So you don't want to miss anything. If you're on Spotify or wherever you are, just subscribe so you don't miss anything. If you're on YouTube, make sure you click the bell, because if you don't click the bell, I won't go into your feed, and then you'll miss things from me, and you don't want to do that. So click the bell. This is a magical new moon, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye.